Pesachim Yerushalmi, Koth 22 Pesachim, Bavli, Daf Chof Aleph. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Amud Beis, the beginning of the new Perek, Kol Shah. Kol Shah Shu Muta, Lechol, Machil, Lebehemu, Lechayel, Oifreis, and Machoil, Lenochri, Umuta, Baranothi, Avazmanai, Osa Baranothi. As long as chametz may be eaten, one may feed it to domestic and wild animals and birds, sell it to a Gentile and derive benefit from it. When it's permitted, time expires, it's prohibited to derive benefit from it. Lo yasik boi tanur v'kirayim, after the time when we not fuel his oven or stove with it, Rav Yehuda oimer ein bi'ur chometz ela seifa. Rav Yehuda says one may only destroy chometz through burning. V'chachomim oimim mefarer v'zayre l'ruach oimet l'yam. Chachomim say one may crumble it and throw it into the wind or drop it into the ocean. The Gemara says amar b'imi, man tana kol shah shu muta l'achol muta l'achil, osa l'achol osa l'achil, Rav Yehuda. But Rabbi Kav Yehuda Chamishis Afapishu Asa Lachol Muta Lahachil. Rabbi Imi comments that Rabbi Meir is the Tana who holds that as long as chametz may be eaten, it may be fed, but once it's prohibited to eat, it's prohibited to feed. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the fifth hour, even though it's prohibited to eat, it may be fed. Heisiv Rabbi Abba Bataninan Saor Yisuf Aichloi Potter Ramu Vhuna Bashem Rabbi Muta Lahachil Leklavim. Rabbi Abba asked a question from the Mishnah in the third Perek that says, Sa'or, which is partially fermented dough, must be burned. One who eats it is exempt. And Rav Huna quoted Rabbi saying that it's permitted to feed it to dogs. Hence we find that Sa'or may not be eaten, but may be fed. And Rabbi Yosef, man ma asinan misni kol chametz lo shoyis, man tana shoyis, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yosef answered that did the Tana come to teach that anything that's permitted to eat is permitted to feed? Rather, he came to teach about time, that as long as chometz may be eaten, it may be fed. This is certainly the opinion of Rabbi Meir, not Rabbi Yehuda. However, Sa'or does not depend on time, as even on Pesach itself, it may not be eaten, but it may be fed. And Rabbi Bun Bachia claimed Rabbi Zeira, so he said, Meres Shemuta Lachila Lebehemoth Hefka. Rabbi Bun Bachia said to Rabbi Zeira that our Mishnah said that one can drop chometz into the ocean even though it's eaten by fish. This proves that it's permitted to feed chametz to hefker, means to ownless animals. Hesiv Rabbi Yirmiya Vataninan Mefarer, so Rabbi Yirmiya Kikaris. Rabbi Yirmiya asked, well, the Mishnah said crumble it. If it would be permitted to feed hefker, to feed hefker animals, the Mishnah would have allowed throwing whole loaves into the ocean. Amalei Rabbi Yosef Le'amar El Mefarer Mekiran Shapiru Bottle. Rabbi Yosef said, the Mishnah only required partially crumbling it in order to annul it and show that he does not want it anymore, but it does not require making it into crumbs to make it inedible. V'aida amadal, what's the source that one may not feed the hefker animal? La'yochel chometz hayoyim afilu leklavim harizhe bar la'isoi b'hanoya. The Gemara answers with the pasuk in Shemais Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Gimel, chometz shall not be eaten today even by your dogs. This comes to prohibit deriving benefit from chometz. Malan kaimin im lekalbay. Hani Issa Hanaya. The Gemara asks, what are we dealing with over here? If the Torah is prohibiting giving to one's dog, it's the prohibition to gain benefit from chametz that is learned from Loi Seichel Chametz. Elekin Anan Kaimen, Afilu Lekelev Achirim, Veisemes Sheosla Achilim Behemoth Hefka. So we can conclude that rather it's referring to feeding other people's dogs, and we can therefore conclude as well that one may not feed chametz to hefka animals.